just one of the games, especially first half, we never got going. Walsall were really good first half and we couldn't deal with them, to be honest. But I thought second half we gave it a bit of a go, put them under a bit of pressure. And in the end, we might have been unlucky not to get a draw. But try and move on now and look forward to Swindon away next week.
It was difficult at half time. The manager sent you out early as well. Was it a bit of an ear bashing at half time?
Yeah, it was, yeah. To be fair, I think the lads knew themselves that we never get going. Just disappointing. It's hard to put a finger on it. But as I say, second half we gave it a bit of a go. And as I say, on another day we could have got the equaliser. But we never get going today, so a bit disappointing regarding that.
It was a bright enough start, and Martin Patterson's forced their keeper into a great save. And at that point, it looked quite promising.
Yeah, it did, yeah. First 5-10 minutes, a couple of opportunities, unlucky not to get a goal. But then after that, I thought Walsall dominated the ball. And we struggled, but as I say, it's hard to pinpoint a finger why that's happened. The blame lies with the lads on the pitch. The manager can only set us up and tell us what to do, but at the end of the day, it's our responsibility once we go over that line.
And Walsall played decently without. They didn't look hard pushed at times in that game. They kept possession, and Fleetwood seemed to give the ball away rather cheaply.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was just a bit of both. We never closed down well enough at times. We never kept it well enough at times. But I say, I thought second half was a bit better. As I say, with a few corners and stuff, put them under a bit of pressure. But as I say, just disappointing to lose the game today.
It seems to be one of those days, really, where nothing seemed to go right either. You know, we've got one or two opportunities. Their keeper's had a couple of really good saves, and towards the end, Martin Patterson's gone round the keeper and guys appeared on the line to just knock it away.
Yeah, that's right. When you're getting a wee bit of pressure like that, sometimes you need a wee bit of luck, and we never got it today. But sometimes you need to go and earn that luck. But I don't think we deserved it. As I say, disappointing. Hopefully we can rectify that away at Swindon next week.
Well, you've been in situations like this before in your career, Stephen. You know, you get a couple of good wins and then you sort of back down to earth a little bit. It's just a case of back on the training pitch and work hard for next week.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we can't get too high when you win a game and you can't get too low when you lose a game. It's trying to keep that happy medium, you know, and lads are like that at this club and the manager's the same. So, but as I say, we just go out and try and win every game, and unfortunately today that never happened.
And yourself personally today, how did you feel you went?
Yeah, steady, just a bit disappointing. Thought I could have impacted the game a wee bit more, but yeah, that was lucky. I was maybe not getting the ball as well. And but as I say, we just try and move on and try and forget about it as quickly as possible, as much as it's disappointing.
Then when the opposition just play one out-and-out striker, the full-backs then become important for Fleetwood, don't they, to push on. But yourself and Connor didn't seem to be able to make the impact that you normally do going forward.
That's right, yeah. As I say, me and Connor, we like to get forward. That's part of our games. As I say, we never really had the ball for us to get forward much today. And you've got to give Walsall a bit of credit for that as well. They set up the stall and it countered what we'd done, which is really disappointing, because no matter what they throw at us, we should have a plan to counter that again. As I say, just a disappointing day, and as I say, we want to get back onto the training pitch and rectify it next week.
It's still pretty close up there towards the top end of the table. You're in 10th position. There's only 4 points between you and the playoffs, so you know, it's not the end of the world. It's a defeat and disappointing, but you know, got to try and take the positives out of this.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we're trying maybe building the second half performance and building that next week at Swindon. As I say, but we don't want to look too far ahead. We just want to take each game as it comes and try and get as many points on the board, then see where we are at the end of the season.